Front Street Community Health Center in Juneau has a new permanent nurse practitioner after a year of temporary medical providers. The health clinic that caters to the homeless has gone through a lot of growing pains since it separated from Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium 2 years ago. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
Cynthia Matoni was a temporary nurse practitioner at the Front Street Community Health Center before she decided to apply for the permanent position. She's been on the job since October 1st and is very busy.
It's reorganizing the clinic. It's a lot of paperwork and a lot of education and developing those relationships with the patients, the community providers, the pharmacy, so they know who I am and that I'm permanent.
Matoni is seeing up to 16 patients a day, but her schedule can vary.
Some days are full, some days aren't full, some days we're available for the walk-in who wants an appointment.
Matoni provides general primary care. She's certified in family practice and concussion care. She does annual checkups, kids' physicals, and well women exams. Front Street Clinic has traditionally only served the homeless population. Since last year, it's expanded to include all low-income patients who have trouble accessing health care. There's a sliding fee schedule, and a case manager can help patients sign up for Medicaid. Serving the homeless is still a primary focus, and Matoni finds the work gratifying.
They're kind of like the forgotten part of society, and I treat everybody like they're my family. It doesn't matter who you are, we're all human. We all have the same needs, and that respect goes a long way.
Matoni moved to Juneau from Cleveland, where she used to work in the emergency room. She came across the vulnerable population there, but she says working with them at Front Street is very different.
This is family practice. This is not only managing their conditions, but it's managing chronic conditions over a long period of time. In the emergency room, you would just see them for one episodic visit. Here, I'm actually following them and following the progression of their medical care.
At the moment, Matoni is the health center's only provider. As Front Street was transitioning from being under search to becoming its own nonprofit, it discontinued behavioral health and dental services due to budget constraints. But the nonprofit recently received a federal grant for $220,000 and will soon recruit for a behavioral health specialist and another case manager. Dental is still not in the near future. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.